Chapter 7. Ryu looked up at the sign above the wrought iron gate. Galesburg University. This was the place, Galesburg, New Mexico, home of Dr. Walter Smith. It had been a long trip. After reading his father's letter, Ryu had taken the first flight from Tokyo to Los Angeles. At the airport, he had spent 2 solid hours at a payphone tracking down Dr. Smith's address. The bus ride from L.A. to Galesburg had felt as if it would go on forever. Now, finally, he was here. He stepped through the gate. Seeing the fresh-mowed lawn, surrounded by ivy-covered buildings, he could barely control his excitement. Would Dr. Smith know about his father? Would he know what had happened to him? Was he... Suddenly, Ryu was jerked backwards. "Where do you think you're going, pal?" Ryu looked up. The voice belonged to a campus security guard. There was one on either side of him, gripping the sleeves of his solid black ninja uniform. "To see Dr. Smith," Ryu replied calmly. "A nut," the guard said to his partner. "They get younger all the time." "I hope that thing is rubber," the other one said. "Otherwise, you're in big trouble." The sword, that's what they were looking at. Ryu laughed. "No, no, you don't understand. This is an ancient ninja weapon. I'm not going to use it. It's for Dr. Smith's archaeology project. Go ahead and call him. Tell him Ryu Hayabusa is here. He'll let me in." The guards exchanged an uneasy glance. "Look, kid," the first one said, "I don't care if you're Bruce Lee. No weapons on campus. Besides," the second one added, "he isn't here." "Where is he?" Ryu asked. "None of your business." Ryu could have created a scene. He could have battled the guards and won easily. But in a situation like this, it was best to use your head. Nodding politely to the guards, Ryu turned away. He checked his watch, which read 1:15. If Dr. Smith really wasn't on campus, chances were he'd be having lunch somewhere. He walked a short distance to the center of Galesburg. Its main street had a few small stores, a bus stop, and a car wash. At the end of the street, separated from the car wash by a narrow alleyway, was a restaurant called Jay's. Rock music throbbed from the windows of Jay's. It didn't seem like the place for a distinguished professor, but you never knew. When Ryu walked in, he felt bombarded by sound. Almost every table was full of people, laughing and talking as loud as they could. At the bar, there was a rowdy crowd, about 2 deep. Ryu walked up to the waitress who was filling out a check at the bar. "Excuse me," he said, "have you seen Dr. Walter Smith here? He's a professor at the university." "You just missed him," she replied. "Left for the parking lot a minute ago." "Thank you very much," Ryu said. "Thank you very much," a voice mimicked to his right. It was a high-pitched sing-song mocking. Ryu ignored it and turned away. "Love your sword," the voice added. "Did you save up a lot of box tops to get it?" There was a roar of laughter from the bar. Ryu turned around. Leering at him from under a red baseball cap was a tall, broad-shouldered guy with a toothpick in his mouth. About 200 pounds, Ryu estimated. Weightlifter. In his 20s. "Excuse me," Ryu said. "You're excused," the guy said. He removed the toothpick from his mouth. "But first, I challenge you to a duel." He lunged at Ryu, using the toothpick as a sword. Ryu stepped aside. His reflexes went to work. When his attacker's arm was fully extended, Ryu pushed it sharply. At the same time, he stuck his leg in the man's path. With a grunt of surprise and pain, the attacker fell to the floor. There was a sudden hush at the bar. "Flatten the dude, Bonzo," someone called out. "Take it outside, fellas," the bartender warned. Springing to his feet, Bonzo was flushed with anger. "I'll be happy to take it outside," he said through clenched teeth. "If this wimp will come with me." Ryu nodded. "If that's what you want. But you have to put away your toy." "If you mean my sword," Ryu said, "I would be happy to face you without it." Bonzo rolled up his sleeves of his flannel shirt. "Okay, buddy, let's go." He began walking to the door. Instantly, 5 muscular men rose from their stools at the bar. Ryu felt as if he was facing the front line of the Dallas Cowboys. He followed Bonzo outside and into the alley beside the building. The others clumped behind him. Scraps of food and paper littered the alley. 3 small animals scurried under a hulking dumpster. When Ryu stopped, he was surrounded by men, in the shadow of the restaurant. They were dark and faceless. "Sword off," Bonzo demanded. Ryu looked around calmly. "I thought this was going to be a fair fight," he began, unhooking his belt. "But I learned long ago that fighting a gang of cowards is much easier than fighting one honest opponent." Bonzo's body tensed with fury. "That does it! Get him, boys!" At once, they all jumped towards Ryu, fists flying. Ryu fell to the ground and rolled away, still clutching his sword. He came to his feet in the clear, several yards away. He was close to the alley entrance. If he wanted to, he could have run away. Instead, he faced his bewildered attackers and said, "What would your coach say about that move?" Snarling, they ran towards him. "Stop!" a voice suddenly shouted from behind Ryu. The men all obeyed. Their eyes were wide with shock. Ryu spun around. He came face to face with a beautiful young woman, not much older than he was. It wasn't her the men were shocked to see. It was the pistol in her hand, pointed at Ryu. Ryu was a ninja, but even a ninja wasn't invulnerable, and he didn't even have time to think before she shot him point blank.